Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
Can you hear me now? Great. Glad to hear that. Well, we're in the midst of Lent, if you haven't already figured that out. Lent is the time when we talk about, think about, wonder about the sacrifice that Jesus made, the sacrifice that God made on our behalf, and what that means in our own living. Reflecting on today's scripture, which, by the way, you remember we said this last week, there's four scriptures that come every week with the ecumenical lectionary. And we're going to reflect on the gospel mostly. But in reflecting on the Old Testament reading, Luther said this: "If I were God and all these vile people were as disobedient as they now be, I would knock the world in pieces." But he also said, "God loves the world, people, this foolish, blundering, wayward, sin-sick world, and cannot bear to leave it in troubles and disasters in which we have involved ourselves, but has unreckonly thrown in all to right things for us, if we will." Well, he's reflecting and also on the place in the Old Testament where the people have just received manna and, birds, and they've been hungry, and now they're not hungry any longer. But the next story in the scripture tells us that they were really complaining because now there was no water. And then here's what the scripture says: "And we detest this miserable manna." God just can't get it right. God gives us what we need, and then we complain about it. Well, that's an amazing thing. Today's scripture reminds us, at least it reminded me of this, that we are created in the image of God. Now, before we get carried away with that, God, when God created us and said that God was creating us in God's image, God wasn't referring to what God looks like. So forget about that. God wasn't thinking about our physical nature. God was thinking about our spiritual nature when God said, "You are created in my image. Daughters and sons, you are created in my image." So that means that we have the capacity to love like God loves. We, spiritually speaking, have the capacity to love like God loves. We have the potential to live like Jesus lived. We're created in God's image. We can do whatever God can do. We're created with the capacity to forgive like God forgives. Okay, there's one Lenten practice we probably should all adopt. Okay, we have the potential to give like God gives. And the scriptures remind us that God gave us Jesus. The incarnation means, above all things, that nothing, literally nothing, that happens in human life and in the world here and now can be regarded as having no relationship with God. The world is God's, and God is in the world. All people are God's people, and God is in us all. God near us, God with us, God in us, Emmanuel. So, the divine love that surrounds all people and precedes any and all of our conscious impulses is otherwise known as grace. It goes before us. It's there already. It is the foundation on which we walk. It is around us. And it doesn't matter. Sorry. And what matters is not that we can earn this grace, but this grace is a gift. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he says it this way: God did this because of the great love that God has for us. We are saved by God's grace. We are saved by God's grace. This salvation is God's gift. It is not something that we possess. It's not something that we did that we can be proud of. It's not something that we earned, but it is God's plan from the start. So Nicodemus comes to Jesus and wonders about this. He wonders about a lot of things. If you read the scripture that comes before this one, they're talking about being born again, and Nicodemus doesn't understand how we can be born again. And he, of course, is thinking about our physical likeness to God, not our spiritual likeness to God. So Jesus tries to straighten him out. And then says, you know, for God so loved the world that God gave me, that is Jesus. You know what? God so loved the world that God gave each one of us, you, the person sitting next to you, the person sitting behind you, all of us, even me, that we would understand God's gift of grace, God's gift of love. We didn't earn it. We didn't do anything to deserve it. It's not, you know, that there was an old, I think, Smith Barney commercial. We do it the old-fashioned way. We earn it. No. Thank you. Appreciate somebody remembering that and laughing. Yes, we don't earn this. It's a gift given in advance. It's a gift given continually. It's a gift that we don't completely understand. So imagine, if you can, for a moment, a drop of water, one little drop of water on your finger. Just one. You're balancing it there. It's just a drop of water. And then imagine all the oceans in the world, all the lakes in the world, all the rivers flowing into those lakes and oceans, and all of the rain falling. That's God, and that little drop of water is us. We have no way of comprehending the vastness, the unbelievable love, the amazing grace of God, except for what we can experience in that little drop that is us, that little drop of water, and God's amazing grace. In my mind, it's not a surprise that the writer of that hymn used the word amazing, because grace is amazing, and our little drop of water and the vastness of the water in the whole world says that we can't hardly understand it, but we can receive it. And that's the thing. At the end of the day, we are forgiven, I believe, even before we make our mistake, even before we fall short of the glory that God intended for us, we're already forgiven, because grace is the ground we walk on, because grace is the ground that God created for the world to walk on. So we're already there. We're already in the family. We're already a son or a daughter of God, and God's not going to abandon us no matter what. But we do have free will. That's the other gift that God gives us as we are created in God's image. And that means that we have a chance not to receive it. It's not God's unwillingness to give it. God is plenty willing. God has always been willing. God has given it to us right from the start. Think about it. The story of creation is that we were in a garden, a paradise, a beautiful place where everything was wonderful. It's kind of like our dream of heaven, I guess. But we were already there. It wasn't God who kicked us out. It was our own decision to do something our own way as opposed to God's way. That's the way it is every day. That's the way it is all the time. That's what we have to learn in this season of Advent. How can we live life in response to this grace? Well, here's how we do it. We live thankfully. We live full of gratitude. We live attempting to love as God loves, forgive as God forgives, give as God gives, live as Jesus lived. That's what we can do. That's what we can do in response. It doesn't earn us anything. It just is our way of saying thank you. Maybe I can sing it better than I can say it. When God's grace comes and we are all alone, when God's grace comes and we are far from home, then we know the surpassing joy of forgiveness in our souls. When God's grace comes, then we are not alone. When God's light shines and we are in the dark, when God's light shines, it buoys us like the ark. Then we know surpassing joy of a light that points the way. When God's light shines, it brightens up the day. When God's love fills our hearts and all around, when God's love fills the earth out to its bounds, then we know the surpassing joy of God's love where'er we roam. When God's love fills our hearts, we are at home. When God's grace comes and we are all alone, when God's grace comes and we are far from home, then we know the surpassing joy of God's love where'er we roam. When God's love fills our hearts, we are at home. I hope you feel at home today. Right here, right wherever you're going to be next, because God's grace fills the world, fills our hearts, hopes like crazy that we'll respond with something like gratitude and thankfulness and faithfulness in following Jesus. That's our call. And we're very pleased that God has been so gracious to us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.